Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. It's going to be just me this morning, as many of the people have either left town or at least left campus. And so I've been sitting around thinking about the aftermath of the semester. And I just talked to one of my friends, a university professor in Arizona, and we had an interesting conversation about something that he had just seen. So perhaps some of you are already aware that students are always trying to find ingenious ways to, let's just say, get an edge on the classes they're in. He found that some students were bringing calculators in, of course, which is allowed, into physics classes, and indeed seemingly were doing quite well in these classes, when perhaps other performances and other indicators would suggest that there was some enhancement. And by digging a little deeper, he found that some of them were indeed were bringing in calculators that were actually smart devices hooked to the internet with screens that could convey information. And these people were essentially gaming the system, cheating in some way, shape, or form, taking a picture of their exam and then sending it to somebody who then, through this surreptitious device, would send back all the answers, when of course he confiscated the calculator and gave them just a garden variety calculator out of his desk. The problem was squashed, but it brought us to a point where we were thinking a little bit about this whole idea of technology. And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and you've probably heard me talk in the past about AI and robotics and other kinds of things like that. I just want to think about what I would call something like time constants in the development of tools versus our ability to keep up. So one of the things I've paid attention to living my whole life as I have in a technological field and spending a lot of times with all sorts of devices of various kinds is that, of course, all the decisions that people make primarily are governed by the evolution of our own brains and our own sensory organs and so forth. And that time constant is held fairly steady. We're able to pick up new things and learn them very quickly, but we are not able to necessarily tease out all the implications of those things on the same kind of a timely basis, which of course has led to things like clear cutting of large forests, climate change based on burning a lot of things to make electricity, that sort of thing. And so I've been thinking about that because I've been wondering exactly how do you approach that? There's a couple of different ways. One, of course, is to become a Luddite and essentially say, no new technology for you. Move into the woods and perhaps throw back to a better day when either the bear ate you or you ate the bear. I'm not sure that that's exactly what most of us would do. And so instead, it seems like the way we fight most of these things is that new technology will somehow cure the ills of the old technology. You start to get a computer, the computer ends up with viruses all over it, and you buy an antivirus protector, which tries to keep one step ahead of the viruses, which are constantly coming around. That sort of thing seems to be our approach to most things. We assimilate tools very quickly. That's one of the things that people don't always get a handle on. We think to ourselves that we're very loath to pick up new technology and harken back to a day when things were better, when in fact, as you know, Facebook has been taken over primarily by grandparents sending pictures of their food and children or grandchildren. And we are all in very likely able to pick up technology and, in fact, embrace it very quickly. But what usually doesn't happen is that we figure out what to do ultimately with that technology. And so one of the things I've been thinking about is our students today, the conundrum geared to their expectations that they have in their life. I don't know about you, but I used to look at Scientific American, and in that magazine, they would have things that were on their pages from 100 years back and some of the predictive capability that they might have. The kinds of things they thought we would be doing, flying cars and so forth and so on, we're getting close to those things. We're truly, it seems like, at the edge of something. And it seems to me that many times students have an expectation, and the expectation is for a future which will, let's just say, have many of its problems ameliorated. Of course, we're finding that that's not always true. Now, I'm not saying people haven't always cheated. Of course they have. People have always tried to find ways to game the system. But it just struck me that technology is trying to give us more and more tools, not necessarily to show the better of ourselves, not necessarily to get a leg up on all the problems that we've already created, but instead just so that we ourselves can get ahead. Students are doing it now. People are doing it now. Technology, a tool, but it also has a troubling side. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.